Hello. How is everybody doing? Come on in. Let me know you can hear me. I see a heart coming up out of the screen. I love the little okay. Thumbs up, I see. All right. Hello, Miss Sue. Y'all, I'm just probably just gonna wear my glasses for part of the time so I can see the comments. I'm gonna have to figure out a setup where when I have my contacts in, I can still see the comments without wearing my glasses, but my glasses are cute. So, hello, Miss Sarah and Sandy and all the things, all the places y'all are from, Florida, Michigan. What's the weather like in your neck of the woods? That would be a fun little question for us to chat about while we're just getting in here. Okay, so now I gotta take I'm just probably gonna take them off and on, y'all. But I am Coach Betsy, and this is the nighttime overeating and overdrinking call. And y'all, I am so excited that I am probably gonna be doing these calls on a regular basis. Many of you all know that I am the binge eating expert coach around here at No BS. And by the way, I have all kinds of announcements tonight. The course that I created for binge eating called Unwinding Binge Eating is going to be coming out on August 10th to the membership. So any of you all who have a history of binge eating, I am just so excited to get this little course out into the world. About a year ago, I created this course, kind of the first version of this course, and I did a small group program with it. And for the last year or so, I have been kind of taking feedback from that course and kind of refining it. And I created a course for the whole membership. So we are going to be releasing that as the binge eating course for the membership. And we'll be retiring Trusting Your Body. So definitely want to give you all a heads up for that if you want to kind of review Trusting Your Body, or that's one of our bonus courses, our Pathways courses here at No BS. We'll be archiving that course. And we'll be putting in Unwinding Binge Eating as the kind of official binge eating course here at No BS. And so Corinne re recorded the videos a week or so ago and all the lessons, and I'm super excited about that. And I am also your nighttime eating and overeating and overdrinking coach. So I am kind of taking on another role here at No BS. And so y'all are going to see me probably at least two evenings a month doing the binge coaching call and also the nighttime overeating and overdrinking calls. And so I'm so excited to be here with you. And then a lot of times I will do either the middle of the month call, the how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds call, or the end of the month or beginning of the month call on how to lose 5 pounds. And so I just love doing these membership calls. They're one of my favorite things, along with working with my private clients here at No BS. And I mean, I like a lot of things I do here. So, but I was kind of wanting to let you all know kind of the thinking behind me taking on this new role. But before I get into that, I want to let you all know that this is an open coaching call. So if you all want to raise your hand and get any coaching on nighttime overeating or overdrinking, if you want to ask any questions in the Q&A, just go for it, okay? Because that's really the big purpose of this call. But while y'all are getting your hands raised, while you're asking a question in the Q&A, I'll talk about why I'm an amazing fit for this role as well as the nighttime overeating and overdrinking. Because there are a lot of overlaps, right, between binging and overeating, right? And I actually took a couple of notes because I wrote something down yesterday and I wanted to be sure I said it right. Every nighttime eater or drinker is an avenger, and every binger doesn't eat at night. So there's not like, if you eat at night, you're a binger, or if you binge, you eat at night, right? But there are a lot of the same issues that are happening, right? A lot of times, when I work with someone who binges, a lot of times there's a lot of shame involved. There's a lot of beating ourselves up. And what we also know that can ha happen with nighttime eating and drinking, it may not be the same experience as a binge, but there is some sort of emotion that's fueling it, right? Whether you're tired just because it's the end of the day, but also whether you've been just beating yourself up all day, right? With how you're talking to yourself about your work, about your life, about your kids, about your family, about your relationships. Y'all, there is a reason that there's a pattern of a lot of us eating and drinking at night and not other times of the day. Number one is just we're tired, right? We're more depleted at that time. We may not be ready to go to bed, right? We may not be just, falling asleep, but we are definitely have used up a lot of energy throughout the day. And so that's definitely a big reason for nighttime eating and drinking. And again, there's just a lot of overlap, and I really think that I can help a lot of members. Maybe you're not a binger, and y'all, I don't get caught up in labels. I don't get caught up in words and names. If you don't want to call what you do a binge, or maybe you don't binge, right? Because there are differences as well. But there also, I think there are more similarities than there are differences. Okay. But you all do not have to call what you do anything that you don't want to call it. Sometimes I say, you know what? If you want to call it like going to visit the purple elephant, you can call it that instead of, I eat at night, or I binge, or whatever it is. Okay. So, again, there are differences, but I really just think that my expertise in binging really does help to help our members who eat and drink at night as well. And I was thinking about my personal experience too. And I was thinking, well, do I have I had a pattern of nighttime eating? And I definitely get urges at night for something sweet after dinner, right? That's really, really common. I was actually just thinking, I think of a private client today where she was just talking about her urges for something sweet after meals. But a lot of times, y'all, we grew up having something sweet after dinner, right? While we're watching TV or while we're kind of winding down for the day. And so sometimes I do overeat after dinner, because I just want something sweet, right? I have an urge. Sometimes I've planned a dessert, but other times when I haven't planned it, I definitely do overeat sometimes. But where I think I definitely have a common or a pattern of nighttime stuff is with drinking. And I'm smiling because I didn't even really have this awareness until I was just thinking about doing this call and kind of sharing my experience. And I know y'all love to hear about, hear from the coaches and what we're working on and what we might maybe struggle with. But ever since I got my puppy, and many of you all know, I got a new black lab puppy about a year and a couple of months ago. He's now 15 months old, and he has changed my life for the better. But it has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I don't have kids, and so this is kind of my experience to care for something. I had a dog growing up with my family, but that dog really wasn't my responsibility. And so this experience has been just so life-changing. It was absolutely nothing like I expected it was going to be. He is just, he is stubborn and he is loving and he is, oh my gosh, it's just like, but I just had these very different expectations of how he was going to be. And it has been a lot of work, and it has been also been like the most amazing experience of my life. So, but here's the thing, right? When it's hard, we look for coping mechanisms, right? When it's hard, we look for to cope. And our life now is really like my husband gets home, I get off work, you know, I work from home, and we hang out with the dog. And, you know, we feed him, we walk him, and then we cook dinner. Well, there's like a lot of time in there, right? And I have developed a habit of having a drink while we're hanging out with the dog and cooking dinner. And, you know, it's like usually it's just one drink, maybe two, but it has become not so much the amount in terms of how much I'm drinking at one time, but it has become a daily urge of, oh, let me have my drink tonight. Do I want to have a drink tonight? And it is a daily urge. And when I say urge, it is a it's an urge. It's the feeling of urgent desire. That's what an urge is. I have a desire of, ooh, a cold beer tonight would be nice. It's so hot outside. Or a nice crisp glass of wine, you know, while we're hanging out with the dog. And it also just, you know, it kind of, it, I like that buzz, right? Of just having a drink, and it kind of chills me out a little bit, right? When I, you know, and when the dog is doing his dog things. And so that is what I'm working on with nighttime, eating and drinking is this urge for a drink almost every night, when I am done with work. And so what I've been practicing is definitely recognizing the urge, right? And recognizing it as an urge, not a big, huge problem, but it's just like, oh yeah, I wanna kind of, you know, make this easier. I wanna kind of, you know, get me a little buzz on so I can, you know, just chill out a little bit during this time period of, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the dog, and I don't know what he's going to do, and I don't know if he's, you know, going to start barking, or I don't know if he's, you know, and I just, you know, when I have a drink, I don't care as much, right? It doesn't feel as hard. But here's the thing, a drink every night is not the life that I want. A drink a few nights a week, yes. But I just don't want to be someone who has a drink every night. Some people might, other people might. But I also don't want to just say like no drinking after, you know, no drinking on work nights. I was going to say school nights, but no, you know, that doesn't feel good to me to just totally like cut it out. And so I'm just really checking in with myself every time I have the urge, which is most nights, and saying, all right, am I good with this? Am I good with this drink? Or do I just want to drink some water or have some sparkling water in a, you know, in a nice glass and, you know, deal with life in other ways tonight? So that's really where I am with it. Let me see. I think there's a bring up the question, the Q&A box. Looks like Diane has a question, so I'll answer you in a minute. So that was just what I wanted to share is that, you know, really what I've been working on is this nighttime, these nighttime urges to have a drink after work. So just let me know if you have any questions about that. And the other thing I want to say, and then I'll get to Diane's question. And by the way, anybody wants to raise their hand? I don't know what's going on in the chat, but there was some stuff. Let's see. Oh, y'all just letting everybody know what's going on. So yeah, we usually just share a little bit. And then, but y'all, anybody who wants to raise their hand for coaching, yeah. Let's see. Suzanne, if you've got a question, Okay, so you want me to talk about nighttime eating too, and I will in just a minute, Suzanne. Okay. But if you have a specific question kind of about your situation, you can raise your hand for coaching or you can put a question in the Q&A, okay? Because I may miss it in the chat. So the Q&A box is down at the bottom. The other thing that, and this may answer your question, Suzanne, but I want to remind you all of our nighttime eating course, okay? We have an entire course that is totally focused on nighttime eating and drinking. Okay. And I mean, and if it says eating, you just replace it with drinking. Okay. Because a lot of the issues are the same. Okay. And so yeah, so that course is on our website. Let me pull it up real quick and I will give you all the direct link to it. But here's the thing about this course that actually Coach MJ, I can't take credit for it. Coach MJ, reminded me of with this course. Does anybody know? I'll give you all a little quiz in the chat. Does anybody know of the amazing resource that is available to you in the nighttime eating course? That maybe every other course doesn't have. Dun, dun, dun. I feel like I need to play the Jeopardy music. This course has a way that you can sign up for texts to get every day for, I believe it is, how many days is it? Let's see if it says. I want to say it's at least 30 days. Is it 30? Yeah, I think, Tammy, it's 30 days. So on the course page, let me give you all the course page here in the chat. And for those of y'all listening to the replay, you will just go to nobswomen.com, go to the courses tab, and go down to bonus courses. And you will see the nighttime eating course in that section of the website. There are texts that you can sign up for. And I remember when this course first came out, sometime last year, I think, I signed up for them. And y'all, these texts come, they come at a certain time. But even, you know, I know we're in different time zones and things like that, but it definitely came like in the afternoon slash evening time. And y'all, I didn't even think, I just wanted to see what the texts were going to say. And I just, you know, I didn't really think that they would help me. I just wanted to kind of, you know, sign up and see what, you know, how I could kind of see how they were going to help you all. Well, they helped me too. It is this course, this text would come in probably around like 4 or 5 o'clock for me. I'm in Central Time. So it's kind of like a before dinner time. And y'all, it was just, and it's all these just little messages of, hey, let's finish the day strong, something like that. Or, hey, remember when you're eating dinner tonight, you know, really see if you can eat a little bit slower or pay attention, you know, just some little tip or some little bit of wisdom or some little bit of just like, hey, you can do this. You can finish out the day strong. And I'm telling y'all, it was the most amazing reminder because that time of day for a lot of us is like a witching hour, right? It's like a time where it's kind of a make or break time for a lot of us, right? We've had a full day of work. We're kind of moving in the transition to home, and that might be caregiving your kids or your parents or your husband, you know, whatever it is, right? And it's like, okay, am I going to finish the day strong? It's like you're kind of at a, you know, fork in the road. Am I going to finish the day strong and, you know, follow my plan, or am I going to say F it and, you know, I'm tired and I don't want to do this, right? Or I'm not going to do this. And so those texts, and here's the other thing, y'all can keep signing up for them over and over and over again. It's not just a one-time thing because they do stop after 30 days, but then you just go back on the website and you sign up for them again and you just keep them going. Oh, look at all the celebration in the Zoom. So that is an amazing resource that is part of this program. But also there's a 30-day journal where you can journal about, and focus specifically in on your nighttime eating or drinking. There's a trigger cheat sheet. And y'all, throughout these calls, I'm just kind of introing today, and we're going to do some coaching here in a minute because I see Sue and one other person. Let's see, I see Sue and Cheryl on here. So I'm going to get to y'all in just a minute. But I'm going to be sharing all this stuff with you all in future calls, okay? Because I feel like part of my job as a coach is, of course, to coach. But it's also just to remind you all of all the amazing resources in OBS, right? Because I had forgotten about these texts and MJ reminded me, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I've got to spread the word. Okay. Now I don't want to spread the word and tell you about a bunch of stuff for you to get overwhelmed and then do nothing, right? And I say that because I definitely have a pattern of doing that sometimes. I offer this to you all to remind you, right? And like, I don't want y'all to have to just be, have to go through the website and find these things. I want to point them out for you. Okay. So, all right. Let me do Diane's question and then we'll do some coaching. And I think my husband just threw up. He just got home. All right. On vacation, I didn't eat after dinner, but now that I'm home, the habit or whatever it is came back. Very, very normal, Diane. Not a binge. Just feel like I want a nibble of something. Definitely not hungry. I've tried some no BS suggestions, change location, prepackaged portions, for example, but I can't get it to stick in the long run. Any ideas? All right. So number one is that we want to normalize this, right? For you, Diane. Like, yeah, you didn't do it on vacation because you were in a different location, right? And your habit is for these urges to come and for you to give in to these urges at home, right? So it just makes total sense that it just, you got home and, you hadn't practiced that new habit on vacation long enough for it to, kind of stay with you. So when you got home, you just kind of went back into a very familiar habit pattern. So that's number one of like, okay, no problem there. No, and now we want to kind of address what's going on, right? So, okay, so we know you're definitely not hungry. So that's not an issue. So, what I want you to do, you got some homework, Diane. The first lesson in the nighttime eating course talks about the common triggers of nighttime eating. Got it right here. Because we got to figure out what's going on. Right, we got to figure out what's going on. So, you want a nibble of something, right? And is it just a habit, right? Or is it something like what are you looking for in that moment? And that this is for all of you all with nighttime eating or drinking. What is the need I'm trying to meet right now? I talked about my drinking with, in the evening. What I'm trying, the need I'm trying to meet. Is I'm trying to kind of shut my brain down from, thoughts about like my dog is, hard or something like that. Okay. I'm trying to kind of just chill myself out and everything kind of just doesn't feel as big of a deal as when it does when I'm not drinking. Right. Because I want to do this dog mom thing right, y'all. And I think that there is some kind of right way to do it. And so when I have a drink, I'm not questioning if I'm doing it right. I'm not judging myself. I'm not thinking about like, oh, this is a, this is hard to do this every day and stuff like that. I know what's going on. What is going on for you, right? And this is sometimes how I phrase the question to kind of get curious about what's going on. If I walked in or Corinne walked in, MJ walked, anybody you want to picture, right? From No BS. If we walked in, if I'd walked in, Diane, and you were sitting there wanting a nibble of something, and I said, Diane, nope, we know you're not hungry. You're just going to sit here. We're going to sit here and not eat. Okay. What then, right? Sometimes, y'all, we have to just not eat to figure out what's going on. A lot of times, it's just a little bit of restlessness because we're not repeating a Very practiced habit. And Diane, that might be the answer for you, because it really does sound like it's just a habit. But y'all, that can be uncomfortable enough for us to keep eating when we're not hungry, because it just feels uncomfortable to sit there and feel uncomfortable, feel a little restless. Because I want to make sure, you said, I can't get it to stick in the long run. I want to be sure that you're not looking to all these suggestions to keep you from feeling restless. Y'all, that's the price we pay to build a new habit, is some restlessness, some discomfort, some ickiness, whatever you want to call it. That is the currency to act. And actually, a coach that I trained under said, discomfort is the currency to your dreams. And a lot of y'all have a dream of not overeating at night anymore, not over drinking at night. That's your dream. Because you, I mean, you know, with the result of weight loss, discomfort is the currency to your dreams. So all these things help to, you know, make things a little easier, but they don't take the discomfort away. And y'all, we feel discomfort all day long anyway. We're not new to discomfort. So is this important enough to you to feel a little bit of discomfort and not eat? Okay. I went off a little bit of a, I don't think it was really a tangent though. I think it was an important thing to talk about. Okay. But yeah, restless, y'all. I think a lot of times specifically with weight loss, you know, and the habits that are required to create weight loss, restlessness is the currency. It's like restlessness is the currency to weight loss. Because I'm here to speak the truth, y'all. I'm not here to say that, you know, we're not going to feel restless. We're not going to feel uncomfortable. But I think restlessness is the currency to our dream of weight loss. Are we willing to feel some restlessness at night? Are we willing to feel, because this is what I do when I have an urge at night and I'm not drinking or I'm not like having some ice cream or something. I'm sitting here on the couch watching TV and but I'm restless, right? I'm not like paying the full attention to the TV show. It's like, ooh, I'd really want some. Ooh, some ice cream would be good right now. Oh, but you didn't plan for it. And like, well, you're not really, you know, you're good and enough at dinner, you know, from dinner. But okay, so I don't pay as much attention to the TV show or something. I mean, I can handle that. Sometimes I say, like, all I got to do is just sit on this couch and not get up and go get ice cream. I think I can do that. And I know y'all can too. Okay. Okay. Yep. That's where the work is. All right. Yes. Debbie, it's hard for me to read these names because they're in blue. Debbie says, I sometimes get restless grieving the loss of her husband. Y'all, sometimes it's more than just restlessness. It's bigger feelings, right? But here's the thing. What do we want to do, right? Sometimes what's left is some hard feelings that we've been avoiding and that we've been pushing down with food. But y'all wouldn't be on this call if you weren't here to learn how to do something new and different, right? And to cope in other ways besides eating. And sometimes when grief is, you know, when we need to grieve, that is the need we're trying to meet when we eat. Sometimes the answer is we just got to grieve. We got to cry. We got to feel sad. We've got to miss someone. That's the answer here. Okay. All right. All right. Let's get some coaching. I'm gonna do Cheryl first. Let's see. What you got, Cheryl? And then we'll, I think we've got a, yeah, a few other questions in the Q&A too. And so we'll do you next. Hello.
Hi, I don't see anything on the screen. That's really weird.
You
Can
don't
you
see me? I can see you.
see you? How we okay, now I see you.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Oh, so I really was all like so laser focused on what you said at the beginning about your nighttime ritual with the puppy, which I can totally relate to. And I just love hearing about the joy that it brings you because my daughter also has a puppy about, well, actually, she's already three. They grow up fast.
Right, but
But
they're still puppies for a long time.
oh, yeah. I just puppy sat for them and I'm like, wow, this is, but anyhow, while I was at my daughter's house for about a week, I said, I am not usually I'll have a cocktail there because, I'm kind of alone all day and I do my chores, help her in the house and with the two dogs. So that was kind of a something to look forward to. But this time I was like, okay, this would be great because she doesn't have alcohol in her house. And I didn't have to worry about that big bottle that I have. But anyway, I thought I'm not going to drink while I'm there. And I was telling her about it. She's 29, going to be 30 next week. She goes, Mom, you don't have to not drink. It's not like, I go, I know, but I want to try to do this. So anyhow, now I have the same issue at home. I'm on Wegovy. It's my fifth week. So that has really helped me with nighttime eating
Right.
because I'm just, there's no, reason for me to really eat. However, having a drink is a different story because you can drink easier than you can eat. You know what I mean? And I don't want to, and not that. And I'm kind of conflicted. I don't want to go dry. I heard somebody make the comment, what did they say? Sober curious. I'm not sure what it means, but I do want to have some kind of parameters where, I'm not going to, and it's funny, my husband has asked me like three times, you want a glass of wine? We're watching the World Cup. And I'm like, no thanks, no thanks. And
Okay.
no biggie, but when I want to have a nice, refreshing, tall cocktail, with diet soda in it, I just feel like I don't know. I want coaching on what would be a good plan for me.
And I think this is really what I'm working on too, right? Whereas, it's like, yeah, I don't want to cut it out, right? A lot of times our brain goes, just goes to that extreme first, right? And we want it to, because we want to, okay, do I want to cut it out totally? No, right? I mean, I think you and I both, right, we're not there. So then we need to move back towards the middle, right, and say, okay, what do we want and why, right? Because you said a couple of times during this call already, no, I don't want to. I mean, even when your husband said, no, I don't want, why? When, and this is where we come up with reasons we like, right? And also reasons we don't like. And that's what it comes down to is, all right, I can choose to drink as long as I like my reasons. And there are no rules around what reasons but you'd have to decide that, right? And it's really about checking in with yourself and saying, okay, I feel good about this decision. I'm not going to beat myself up afterwards, right? Because I always say you can't be a victim to your own choices, right? We're choosing. And so, what would be a reason that you like for choosing to have a drink?
Right. So The reason I chose yesterday, sorry not to answer it directly, was I got upset about something. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have a drink, and I don't want to do that. So what I would want to do, if say a friend wanted to have a drink, randomly, I would want to be able to do that. Or even if, we go out to dinner, and if my husband gets wine, I want to get wine.
What about like at home? Is there any reason for you to drink at home? Are there any reasons you like to drink at home?
At home, I think I would want to drink if it were maybe like if we had somebody come over, or sharing, having a drink together. I kind of don't want to be, and it's almost like the secret eating. I don't want to be, even though it's not secret drinking, but I don't want to be drinking by myself. And then I'm worried because, like, I had that one drink yesterday and the scale went up, and I feel like it shouldn't have because it wasn't like that. It was one drink,
Well, and we could go into, your weight today is not necessarily, a direct a direct result of what you did just yesterday. So we could even kind of just, disregard that because that's really not how kind of our bodies work or how the scale works. It's really like, I mean, the number today is a result of at least the last week or so of choices, plus water and hormones and all kinds of other stuff too. And so, but it also sounds like, I mean, I'm so glad you brought up secret drinking because I mean, I actually have a rule that I like that I don't drink by myself. Now, that is my rule that I like. Now, someone else can absolutely choose to do that, just like your reasons, right? But for me, yeah, it feels a lot like, like secret eating, right? Like kind of eating, eating or drinking behind my own back, right? And a lot of times when we are by ourselves and eating, we're coping with we're trying to cope with something through food. And so, but that's again part of my kind of reasons I like and reasons I don't like. And but everybody's might look a little bit different, and there's no, universal rule. If you want to choose to eat drink by yourself, you absolutely can. Again, just like your reasons. And when I say like your reasons, does it feel okay to you, right, to do that? And that's where we really have to kind of check in with ourselves, right, and kind of trust ourselves that we know what's best for ourselves. And that's new to a lot of us here who have been on other diets, right? Who have been, or been on diets that just told you exactly what to do, right? And didn't let you kind of make your own choices.
That makes sense.
So do you think, what else? Anything else? And we could also talk about, what you don't want to do, right? And liking your reasons for that, right? And I mean, you mentioned maybe
Well,
drinking alone.
at one point, I've been thinking about it a lot. I've heard so many podcasts about, they're talking about alcohol, causing cancer and all this stuff that I had never heard before. But then other people that, I mean, it really isn't a good thing for you per se, but then again, it's whatever. But so then I thought, so that I would not ever be in a situation where I'm not in control. And when I say in control, I never have more than two drinks, but I would like to not drink every day. Like, I would like to drink the most every other day. So if I drank yesterday, I would like to be able to say, I'm not going to drink today, because I feel like that gives me control and keeps me, aware of that. And I got into trouble because I fell down, had to go to a neurologist to check if I was having something. And when I told him this, he like took it as if I was like a hardcore alcoholic trying to give up. He said, "Well, you're trying not to drink." I said, "That's not what I meant. I just, and I didn't want to say that it was really because of, weight issues. To me, that's a big part of it, because sometimes with the drinking, with the cocktail, might come some chips or something,
So really, I mean, what you're saying is, right, you know the truth, right? Kind of what's going on, and the doctor can have an opinion, but right? And you know what you want to, and I like to say, you know what you want to try, right? I want you to kind of, and I'm glad we recorded this, right? So you can go back and kind of have your protocol, right? And then where you're going to practice it, right? And you may adjust some things, you may change some things, you may add some things, you may take some things away, but you just got to try it. But also, we have to normalize that we have to expect urges. Urges don't mean we're doing anything wrong, right? Urges just mean we're probably doing something different, right? Just so, because just because you say, okay, I'm going to drink every other day, doesn't mean you're not going to have an urge sometimes on that off day, right? That doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. That means you're changing, right? And you are taking control. A lot of times it's like when we get an urge, we feel out of control, but it actually means actually we're doing something different. We're actually taking control of our lives, but our brain isn't quite on board yet, and that's when the urge comes in. Yeah, see? So what I want you to do is listen to this again, really develop that protocol, practice it for at least a couple weeks. And then, I mean, you could come back next month and check in with us. You could post and ask coaches and just put my name somewhere in the question, and I can help you. But I just want you to kind of see what you learn from implementing this protocol.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate
All right, good stuff.
it. Thanks.
All right, let me get you out of here. Let's see. I always have to figure out how to do this. There we go. All right. All right, I think Miss Sue is coming up here in a minute. Let me answer a couple more questions, Sue, and then we'll bring you up. I am fighting an urge to go to the store and buy a bottle of something right now. I'm going through a divorce and my home was burglarized a couple of months ago. Saw some fraudulent charges and now am dealing with getting new accounts squared away, canceling cards, etc. Been there, done that recently, by the way. Just finished four calls and I'm done for the day and want to have a drink, and I know it just won't be one. Help me talk myself out of going to the store. Okay. Number one, anonymous, you said, I am fighting an urge to go to the store. I don't want you to fight with this urge. What you're going to do is use up all your willpower, wear yourself out, and probably go get the bottle of something anyway. We don't fight with urges, y'all. Like I just told our last caller. Y'all, I'm so bad about, is it Debbie? Oh gosh, I'm so bad with names, y'all. We expect urges. We don't have to love them. I like to compare urges to like a nosy neighbor. Like we don't have to love them. We don't have to, but if a nosy neighbor is going to knock on the door and want to give you the gossip of the neighborhood, and she's going to keep knocking until you let her in. That's like an urge. That's what an urge does, right? And so we don't, yell at her through the window and say, go away, because she's going to keep knocking, right? What do? We invite her in, give her a cup of coffee, and let her say whatever she wants to say, and then she'll go. This is what we want to do with an urge too. Oh, I knew I would have an urge to drink. I'm going through a divorce. My home was burglarized. I got some fraudulent charges. I've got some things going on. Of course, if I have drank, if I've had a drink when crappy things have been happening in my life, of course I would want one right now. How normal is that? So let's please not expect urges to just disappear, right? Oh, hello, urge. This is what I want y'all to practice saying instead. Hello, urge. You know, again, like the nosy neighbor, I'm like, oh gosh, she's knocking on the door again. Hello, Pam. Come on in. Tell me what's going on with so and so across the street. Like, and with the urge, it's like, okay, urge. Come in and tell me what you got to say. Let you have your say. Ooh, it would really be good if we had a drink tonight. You know, because we got all this stuff going on and it's so hard and you know, we're done for the day and we can finally relax. And but y'all, when you actually like allow the urge and let it to be there, let it have its say. You can actually hear what it has to say, and you can start having a conversation with it instead of fighting with it. Y'all, it never works to fight. Doesn't work to fight with our thinking, doesn't work to fight with urges. Okay, I know why I want to drink right now. But this is what I like to do. Yep, we could go to the store and get that. But what about at 10 o'clock tonight? We can't just live in the moment, y'all. You know, because we'll just give ourselves whatever we want in the moment. We got to get ourselves out of the moment and say, okay, we could go and have a drink. You know, we could go and get a bottle of something. You're actually already getting honest with yourself, Anonymous. You're saying, I know it's not going to be just one drink. I know me. And then what about at 10 o'clock tonight when I'm going to bed? I have all these regrets. I still feel shitty about all the stuff that's happening, and now I feel shitty about drinking. We have to tell ourselves the truth about what your future self is going to be experiencing. We got to take care of her a little bit more. Okay? That's what I do when I have urges to eat or urges to drink. Okay, we could do this. But what about in an hour from now when all the food is gone? What about at 10 o'clock tonight when I lay down to go to bed and I have all kinds of regrets? I don't want that for me anymore. So, what is my next best choice to help myself right now? That's what I got for you. And she said, or somebody said, as you do these nighttime calls, will you cover the workshop videos or add new things? Would you suggest we start the workshop and do it weekly? It's totally up to you. We're not gonna, you know, as of right now, we're not going to, you know, go through the videos together or anything right now. So if you want to really focus in on this, I encourage you to get to the course and start watching the videos and print out the guide and go through it and see what you can learn. The first lesson is the six drivers of nighttime eating. I realized I kind of got off on something else and I was going to come back to that. Rebel eating, comfort eating, secret eating, I deserve it eating, transition eating, and over dieting and under eating all day. Those are the six drivers of nighttime eating. A lot of times it's a combination, we have a combination. Okay. Sometimes it's not just one. But you probably have one of those that is probably the most common for you. Okay. For me, it's comfort, you know, and we could say eating or drinking, right? It's comfort. I am looking for comfort. I am looking for comfort. So I deserve it. Somebody said, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. Sorry, Cheryl, not Debbie. Yeah, Yeah, so it's that's the first lesson in this course, and it's amazing. Okay, so I encourage you to start. All of our courses are self-paced. Okay, there's no, specific pace that we recommend. We just want you to actually get something out of the courses, right? So it's not just a matter of like check, check, check. I did listen to all these lessons, and I did the worksheets, and now I'm fixed. I would say lean more towards going slower than you think than faster. Because a lot of this stuff, we've got to let it sink in, right? We've got to let it like, we got to like live life and say, oh, I see here where I'm doing this comfort eating, right? Or I see here where I'm telling myself I deserve it. Or, ooh, I see where I'm under eating all day and I'm making up for it at night. That's really common, right? We have to see this happening in action. And that's why we need to go slower with some of these courses. Okay. But that's a good question. Is there a course or resources for urges? This course, Sally, the nighttime eating course, has a specific lesson on urges. And I think it's called something like turning the temperature down on urges. I actually saw that. Turning down urges. So it is lesson five in the nighttime eating course. And then in the new course you're doing, will you teach tapping? Nope, that's Coach Kathy. She is getting certified in tapping and she's doing special calls now. So y'all watch those replays and you can absolutely use the tapping that she teaches for urges to eat at night. I actually think maybe she did a specific call on that already. So just search Kathy with a K in our replays and you'll find all those tapping calls. And she said any recommended journal prompts. So I mentioned in this nighttime eating course that there is a 30-day journal and there are prompts, I believe, in that 30-day journal. And y'all, I just happened to look. This course has so much good stuff in it, along with the texts and the journal and the triggered cheat sheet, which I will probably talk about on a call specifically at some point. It also has nighttime eating meditations. Did y'all know that? Y'all, there are two meditations that Corinne recorded for nighttime eating in this course. It's like there's just so much good stuff hidden in this course. So I'm telling you what, this may be the only thing you need with all these different resources that are available. All right. Let's see. Alicia, I'm going to do you and then I'll get to Sue. All right. Alicia is private coaching with Coach Lisa. She's been in OBS for a year. I've not had much success in losing weight, so Coach Lisa has me doing the halftime method to help my enough because I blow past it and have delayed enough signals. My brain has absolutely went haywire with tantrums about it. Yep, that's like I was saying before, right? Like when we do something different, what do we expect, y'all? We don't like to do things different. Our brain likes to stay the same. So, of course, it's going to throw up tantrums, right? And I've launched into fuck it mode and binging instead. Why is my toddler brain doing that? I just told you. Right, Alicia? Think about a toddler, y'all. A toddler doesn't like to do something brand new. So your brain is working exactly as it's designed to do. Okay? It wants to just keep eating past enough, it wants to keep just blowing past enough. It's so funny, right? How we get surprised when there's resistance when we're doing something brand new and totally different than we've done for decades. Y'all, we have to normalize this resistance. Okay? It's part of the deal. And if we can say, "Oh, yeah, this is part of the deal. My brain doesn't want to do it, but I do, and I'm gonna keep going." Okay? Why does it feel like restriction when I know I can always go back for more if I am not at enough? Because, yeah, it's part of that tantrum. It's part of that huge desire in your brain, right? Well, we may not get enough food, so we need to eat more now. That's just part of that resistance. It just feels almost unfair. Like, why do I have to work so damn hard to lose weight? Y'all, what did I tell you? Discomfort is the currency to your dreams. Okay. But here's the thing. I know it maybe feels sometimes more than just some discomfort, right? It feels hard. But we wouldn't do anything different or new if it wasn't, it's got to be hard at first, right? Everything worth doing is hard, or we'd be doing it already. So I just want you to like let your brain throw a fit, Alicia. I want you to, let that toddler throw a fit and it's not fair. And I'm gonna keep going anyway. I'm gonna keep going because nothing is going wrong here. You are doing it exactly right. Okay. All right, Miss Sue, I'm gonna let you finish out. Yep, we got a few more minutes. And y'all know I always want to like look in the chat and chat with y'all, but it's going too fast. And I need my glasses. All right. Hey there. Hold on just a second. If y'all have any issues with the texts, just email support at pnptribe.com. I'll type that in and they'll help you. Okay. So don't sit in confusion. Reach out for help. All right. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I started kind of writing from the beginning of this call.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, and I'm finding myself jumping from member over to coaching, going back and forth with myself, and it's like, okay, this is your answer, and I'm going back and forth. And I got like about 2 pages through here, and I was like, oh, that's the coaching question I need.
Okay, great.
So,
What is it?
it's about working on my confidence. I have, last time we talked, I was in a nice solid place, felt peaceful, felt wonderful. Well, I'm sort of there and sort of not. I'm riding the roller coaster right now.
Okay.
That's
And
what I'm doing.
are you okay with that? Or does that feel like a problem?
This is where I'm swapping chairs back and forth, trying to work on my nervous system regulation because I have a history of depression and nervousness and anxiety and everything. And it's when my anxiety comes up. And this is definitely an uncomfortable place, but it's also a place that I know, I see you there, and I know to do this. But at the same time, while I feel like I'm sitting in a little earthquake, with the little shaking and that kind of stuff, that discomfort, my brain is wobbling up here. And now I realize how much n I notice and I realize how much negative thoughts I had, and I'm seeing them try to work on me. And so I guess, I know I'm doing good. I know. I can't believe I'm getting a little. I know I'm doing good and I know I'm putting forth my effort. In fact, even today, just on this call here, I was like, okay, let's see where my weight was like from last Tuesday. So the evidence is, I mean, I'm down a dot, 1.7 pounds. So I mean, it is happening, but yet my brain is trying to tell me I'm not I'm not enough. It's trying to give me this noise that I'm trying to reject. So I guess I'm going to go back to it's the confidence. I know I'm doing it, and yet.
But here's the thing, I heard reject. I don't want you to reject. You know what
And I.
I just pictured is that, you know, I like to think about these different parts of us, right, inside that are just so scared and so scared of us changing, right? So scared of us doing something different, so scared of us failing again. That they will do anything right to protect us. They are all fiercely protect us, protective of us. And if it involves, you know, I mean, if it takes criticism, right, they will do that right to protect us. It's coming from love and protection always. And I have this vision of you taking that part of you that is, you know, telling you these mean things, right? And coming in and just hugging her, right? Just let her keep talking and say, I know, I hear you. You mentioned earlier, like, you know, meeting her, right? And just saying, okay, I hear you. That doesn't mean we're gonna believe her or act on her, but she is just there. And I mean, I have like a whole kind of movie in my mind of this part of me that is so fiercely protective and so scared that we're going to, you know, we're going to fail. We're going to, you know, something's going to happen to us. Maybe we're, you know, scared we're going to become depressed again or whatever it might be, right? And so she is there to help us. She doesn't sound like she's helping us when we just hear her voice. But she actually is. That's her way of protecting you and helping you. And so we want to develop a relationship with that part of us that's like, hey, okay, I hear you. You know, we don't have to, you know, and not argue, right? Not try to prove her wrong, not try to correct her. I hear you. I know. Because that is what, think about a child, right, who's crying and you know, when we and just wants to tell you something, right? You got to let them talk and then they quiet down, right? Then they calm down. And that's just like this part of us inside of us too.
You know, I listen. I've got my headset on all the time. I am putting in constantly, this thing is running and trying to reprogram my brain, and I'm listening to the positive affirmations. I'm listening to this, I'm listening to that. I mean, I've got something always running in my head to help me switch my thinking around, and it is working. But
I think sometimes we don't need to be listening to something. We need to be listening to ourselves. And we need to, again, we don't need to kind of slap a new thought on or new, you know, positive thing on. Like I was saying, I hear you. I hear you. I know. I know. We don't try to correct her. We don't try to, because she thinks she is doing what she needs to do to help
Yeah.
you, right? And so sometimes we need some quiet where we can have a calm, like loving conversation with her. Because she's not going to hear any kind of new stuff, right? She's not going to hear. She thinks that this is the way to help you best, right? Talking like this. And so it's just meeting her with some kindness, meeting her with some, just some, even kind of some neutrality of, okay, I hear you. I know. I know. I know. I know it's hard, or something like that, right? Not trying to change her thoughts, not trying to change her voice.
Well, this is why I feel like this is so important when I do have the opportunity to, speak with you on that, because it's again, it's another what's the word I want to say here? Another perspective that helps me to, it's just not me talking me back and forth. You know, I mean,
I would
I'm just not
say,
playing back and forth.
this is what coaching
I
is
got a
about,
ref here
right?
helping me.
Yes. It's like there's kind of a third party here, right?
Exactly.
That's helping you kind of, I like to see, think I'm kind of holding your hand, right? And kind of guiding you along. But you're sometimes I actually had another coach that we've worked with who described coaching as like we're sitting on a couch together and we're looking at like a screen of your brain, right? And I'm just sitting there with you, like pointing things out, like, oh, isn't that interesting, right? Just kind of like what I'm doing with this part of you, right? This voice, it's like, oh, isn't that an interesting thing that you're hearing, right? And there's no judgment, right? There's no, it's just, I'm just pointing things out and offering kind of what to do with it, but you always get to decide. But it's just kind of that guidance, right? But you're with yourself all the time. So you are, ultimately in charge, but we all need somebody outside of ourselves. We can't always kind of separate ourselves, right? It's like we're too in it to see things sometimes. That's why I have a coach. That's why Corinne has a coach, right? And all of us. So, yeah. And so it's like you're kind of, I see you as like, it's like you're going deeper with yourself, right? You're going
Right.
another level. And that's what coaching can do for you, right?
Yeah.
And that's how my coach kind of describes it, is like you're just going deeper and I'm kind of guiding you, but you're getting there. You're doing it,
You
right?
know, because as we're what just crossed my head is I feel like, you know, before no BS, I didn't have instruction. I didn't have information to bring me to where I was needing to go. And now I feel like, you know, I've been a good student, but I'm like a copycat student. I know this, and this is helping me. And then when I'm having these conversations, it's like you help me level up a little further to where still those thoughts aren't automatically coming through my head. I don't know how to think those thoughts. You know, they just aren't there.
So, and again, that's what we can do on these calls. That's what we can do and ask coaches, right? It's like just kind of loosen something up a little bit to help you go a little bit deeper with yourselves. Peel back another layer of the onion a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And that's all we're doing. But the good news is that you've got you, right? And you, I mean, the, you know, it's like we kind of peel back a layer and then we gotta practice, right? We gotta, my coach has like, there's a week that we don't meet during the month, and she calls that integration week, where we actually work to integrate what we've been talking about. So we need time to integrate all of this stuff, right? And so what I invite you to do is to think about how you want to integrate, right? What we have talked about today. And I mean, and this is for all of you all on the call, right? Anything we have talked about that just, is your little nugget to take away from this call, how are you going to integrate it this week? Okay. All
All right. Yep. Thank you
right.
very much, because
All right.
this really and truly did come down to the confidence, because again, a new skill,
Yeah.
a new thing in my life that I never had before. So, yay.
All right. You
Thank
got
you.
this. All
All
right.
right.
See ya.
Thank you
All
for the
right.
hearts, everyone. All right.
All
Bye.
right. Bye. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else? Nope. Okay. So we've answered all the questions. All right. And Sue's nails look amazing. And if you have any, again, have any questions about the text, just email support. Yeah, and Sophia, we're talking about the nighttime eating course. And so it is again at nobswomen.com. Go under the courses tab and then go down to bonus courses. Okay. So, or let me see. Is it? Yeah, you'll need to go under bonus courses. And that's where the nighttime eating course is. And it's one of our kind of core courses after the NoBS weight loss course. It is one of our core courses that we encourage you all to take, along with emotional eating, along with weekend eating. We have nighttime eating. Okay. So, all right, y'all, that is what I've got. And yes, what is your takeaway? Yeah, and y'all, if that's your one thing you take away, right, that you sign up for these texts, that's the thing, y'all. Please just don't put so much pressure on yourself to take away a million things on everything you hear or everything you watch or listen to, because here's the thing, the brain really does just kind of pull one big thing that resonates, or one, not when I say one big thing, right? It takes one thing that resonates. And how can I integrate that or implement that this week? That's what I'm going to leave y'all with today. Okay. All right, y'all. Please reach out and ask coaches if you have any questions about anything we've talked about tonight. And I'm so excited to be doing these calls with y'all moving forward. And I will see you all again soon. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.